Now, Rosamund Roberts lives in Ramsey. She's been writing adult literature for pleasure for many years and has a keen interest in history. After the birth of her granddaughter, she decided she'd like to write for children. Nyla's Adventures in London started out with its first chapter as a short story, but soon developed into a full-length book. Rosamund wanted to help younger readers engage with history and learn about it in an interesting and exciting way. She came into our studios recently to talk to me. So in the studio with me this morning, Rosamund Roberts. She's just had her first book published, Nyla's Adventures in London. Thank you very much for travelling in to see us today at Cambridge 105.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Now, this first book, I've got the cover of the book here. Very colourful, I have to say. Is this the first book that you've had published?
Yes, it is.
You've gone for the genre or vein of trying to get a book out for children.
Yes, absolutely. It's a swamped market, but I thought I'd give it a go.
And you've been successful, because I'm always very impressed with people who have managed to get books just past publishers. There are always just so many people competing for print and to get into print. How long is it since the book went into print and has been published then, Ros?
It was the 29th of September.
So can you imagine what it would be like to find yourself in the middle of an amazing adventure in one of the most exciting cities in the world? And that really is the theme of the book, and it is set in our capital city, in London. Now, your working life, I have to say, Ros, you are now retired from being a working person.
Yes.
But you've been writing, really, as a sort of a, shall we say, an aspiring secret writer all these years?
It's always been a hobby of mine, and I've always written adult literature, short stories. I started a book back when I was in my 20s. It's still not finished, but I hope one day to go back to it. Perhaps if this is a success, it'll gear me up to do that. But yes, I've always enjoyed writing for pleasure. My granddaughter was born 2 years ago, and I thought it might be nice to write a children's book for her.
So that's where you plucked the idea of a children's book, by having a grandchild. You've now retired, as we say. You were bookkeeping before. That was your working life.
Yes, in accounts. Yes, yes. Nothing to do with writing at all, no.
And here comes a book by Rosamund Roberts, Nyla's Adventures in London. We can't obviously give too much of the story away. The character Nyla, who is that?
It's a little girl who, she enjoys history at school, and she comes home and she falls asleep and has a dream that she's in London having an amazing adventure with a boy called Noah that she meets there.
Are you inspired by your granddaughter and looking at her? Does she form this character? Is she the inspiration for this character?
No. The name Nyla comes from my first granddaughter, who unfortunately was still born at 23 weeks. And up until 20 weeks, because my daughter and son-in-law didn't know whether it was a girl or a boy, it was Noah for a boy and Isla for a girl. So we called her Nyla, because we didn't know until 20 weeks that it was going to be a little girl. But then she was still born at 23 weeks, so we buried her as Nyla Webb. So that was the inspiration for the name, and it's partly due to her that I wanted to write grandchild.
So it's a lovely testimony. So in the book, Nyla meets a mysterious boy called Noah, and they can fly through the air and make statues come to life. I suppose a bit like Peter Pan in a way.
There's lots of things that you could liken it to in a way. Yes, people flying and statues coming to life. But I'm not sure it's ever been done with the iconic places in London. So that's where I just wanted to do something a bit different. There's all lots of little snippets of information all the way through the book without, I hope, being boring.
I think the good thing, Ros, is that if you can hit a market niche to do a book that's a little bit different to something that anyone else has ever done before.
Yes, quite. And it is quite difficult finding that niche, I'm telling you.
And then you can succeed.
Yes.
So this is, already presumably burning in your head are other ideas for either a sequel or a completely different story.
Yes. Yes, I mean, the book lends itself to a series, and you can easily imagine that you could put them in any location and do a series. But yes, I've also got ideas for something completely different, but it does depend on the excess to a certain degree.
This started off, though, just as a chapter, and you've expanded on that.
That's right. When I retired, I thought I would do some more writing. And a friend of mine did a lot of writing short stories for competitions, and I thought I would do that. But then I found a competition for a children's story, and I thought, oh, I don't know, that might be different. So I had a go. And yes, chapter one is essentially the story that I put in the competition. And although it didn't win, it did quite well.
So your creativity in writing, does it go as far as illustration as well?
No, I'm absolutely the worst drawer in the world. I cannot draw to save my life. So no, I had to employ somebody to do that.
Got some very striking artwork on the cover of this lioness leaping out at us, with the two principal characters, with Nyla and Noah, what looks to be on the back of the lion at this point.
They are. Noah is the character that makes friends with the lions and the people that come to life in London, and he's just really taking Nyla along and introducing her to all the fun things that he can do.
Many scenes around London are included in the book, The Tower of London, the glamour of Buckingham Palace and the burning down of Shakespeare's Globe Theatre.
Yes. Certainly get around.
They do. I mean, on the south bank of the Thames. We're talking about the current Globe Theatre that was put up in the noughties being burnt down, or the original one?
The story is the original one.
So the setting actually then takes us back to which century?
They jump all over the place. The back of the book that describes them as defying the laws of gravity, time and place, and that's exactly what they do. Every location is a different period in history. Example, the Tower of London is when Anne Boleyn is put into the tower. So there's a story there. Buckingham Palace, they meet Queen Victoria outside and have an adventure there. So it's just a little adventure at lots of different locations.
I think the thing to do is to grab the children with an illustration with a nice bright cover, which is what you've got here. But the artwork, well, you've had a little bit of a coming and going with the artwork, Ros. It wasn't all to your original satisfaction.
Well, I was very clear in my own mind what I wanted, and as I say, I can't draw for tuppence, so I did have to get somebody to do it, and their ideas were quite different from mine, so we did go back and forth a bit. And the front cover was designed by my daughter and myself because I wanted colourful and bright without being garish, and something that would attract children. I think it's eye-catching. The lion makes you think, well, what can that be about? So, you know, hopefully they pick it up and turn it over and read the back.
It's nice to get it refined, isn't it? And get it how you want it to be, to get the whole package together.
Yes.
As one nice little formula. So you've got it out nicely before Christmas. We'll give everybody the details as well of where you can buy this new publication, Nyla's Adventures in London. It looks like a great little children's book, and make a lovely stocking filler, I think, for someone for Christmas.
I think so, yes. Hope so.
It's reasonably priced. It's £4.99. The author is Rosamund Roberts. She is local as well. Lives just in Ramsey. Ros, where can we order or buy the book from?
Well, it's available on Amazon, and Waterstones will order it for you, or you can go direct to Olympia Publishers.
And it was great meeting Rosamund last week when she came into Cambridge 105.